Each year, over 500,000 kids spend time in foster care across the U.S., and making sure they're well taken care of takes a village. I'm Erin Lindstrom, and this is Foster Care Aware, a production brought to you by Tidewater Friends of Foster Care. If you've had it on your heart to become a foster parent, a volunteer, donor, advocate, or just want to learn more, you're in the right place. Welcome to Foster Care Aware. I'm your host, Erin Lindstrom, and I am joined by Audra Bullock, the founder and president of Tidewater Friends of Foster Care.
Hi there.
Today, we have two incredible guests joining us. We have Sabrina Carr of the UP Center and Lakora Harris of Spotsylvania Department of Human Services. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here today. To start us off, I would love if you... I would love if you could introduce yourself and tell us about your organization and why do you choose to do this work? Because I know this is a choice and it's a big one. So we would love to hear a little bit about that. Sabrina, do you want to start us off?
Sure. So hi, everybody. I'm Sabrina Carr. I am the outreach coordinator with the UP Center's Foster Care and Adoption Program. As a whole, the UP Center's mission is to change the trajectory of lives of children and families from crisis to wholeness. And we do that through a vast variety of programs that we assist the community with, one of them being our foster care and adoption program. I have a background in community outreach, and I have been with the UP Center for almost 2 years now. And really what sort of sparks my interest and really gets me out of bed and get me going to really assist with foster care is I love to be a helper. I love to connect people. And I feel that this is an amazing way to connect both children and families that are best suited for each other to be able to help one another. And so I just love to do that and love to do that in a way that helps our community.
Beautiful. Thank you. Lakora, would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay. Well, I feel like I've done this 1,000 times. So I'm trying to think of something that maybe I haven't said in the past, but I'll start with, my name is Lakora Harris, and I am the Services Division Director at Spotsylvania Department of Social Services. I oversee CPS, foster care, and APS. And my why, I'm going to have to say, is people in general. I am a lover of people, whatever walk, whatever part of life you're in, whether it's deemed good or bad. I love people and I care about their wellness. I care about fairness. I care about wholeness for everyone. So I think that's why I do what I do, why I've kind of branched from, I started with foster care and I've branched out and I worked with foster parents and adoption and IL kids and teen parents. And I've touched on a little bit of everything. And now I oversee three different services. And I think that's because at the root of it, it is about taking care of people and somebody caring about what happens to that person. Everybody has value. And that's important to me. And it's important that we see that not only in our workers, but in our kids and in our families and in those who are doing the services. So that's why I do what I do.
I think that's a beautiful appeal. And I think a lot of people feel that way, right? Lakora is this big heart to really right the wrongs of the world, to help people who are in need and meet the need. But meeting the need is more than just a bed for these kids. It's more than just a meal, right? And it's more than just like you parent your own birth children, right? So from your perspective and your experience, what else does it take?
I think, I think you're right. It definitely takes more than a bed and some good food, although we all like those things. And I think that those individuals who come forward to help really come with a good heart in the sense that they want to give whatever is needed. But I think it takes some soul searching, some personal awareness. You got to know what your triggers are. You got to know your buttons or be willing to know them. Some open-mindedness about what a child can have experienced and even some open-mindedness about what that child is going to need from the family they originated from for however long they're going to stay in your home, even if that's forever. So I think it takes a lot of self-journeying and willingness to grow your community outside of what skills you just personally come to the table with, and be willing to open yourself to not only just the knowledge of those who are professionals, but those who are family members and even that child and what they say to you in their different languages, whether that's behavior or the way they show love. Like, so it is all encompassing. It's more than just a bit, yes. And it starts with really kind of determining that this is what I want to do, but what am I willing to put in and receive to be able to do it effectively?
That's perfect. And LaCour, we've heard this term mentioned about foster care as being a loss manager. Sabrina, I want to see if you had anything to add to that, because it does take more than a bad.
Absolutely. I love what LaCour said. And so two things I would add to that is really just flexibility and understanding. Being flexible and knowing that some of those behaviors that we talked about, they may exhibit them, they may show them, and that's their language to communicate. They may show that one way today, and it may look completely different tomorrow. And so just to be flexible to that, but also understanding that and be empathetic to some of the traumas that some of these children have endured. And really at the end of the day, again, aside from, you know, bed and a hot meal, but they really need adults in their life that are going to make them feel safe, because that's absolutely what children need to thrive and really ultimately to become the best versions of themselves. I think we all need a piece of that, but really more importantly, this is a group of children that need that absolutely to make sure that they're going to be the best and most successful version of themselves.
For sure. I love that concept of feeling safe. You're right. At our most basic human need, we all need to feel safe. And I think one of the things about foster care that is important for prospective parents to know is that what makes you feel safe in your own body may not be exactly what makes these children feel safe. They might have other triggers that kind of an innocuous conversation or an event would set off and make them feel unsafe. And I think if we approach this in that lens of how can I best recognize that behavior is because they don't feel safe, what can I do to take care of that underlying safety issue, right? How do you train your parents? How does your organization work to meet these safety needs?
So we provide some ongoing training. We don't stop just at that initial, you know, you've joined our foster parent team, go off and do great things. We do some ongoing training throughout the year, both in-house, and we also have folks come in and do some training as well for our families. We make sure and wrap our families around because we know that holistically, you can do a very, very good job of taking care of these children and meeting their needs when the parents have their best support system and have their needs met. And so, you know, just really, that's how you really care for these children. So we provide plenty of supports. We have a support group that we offer to our families, and we have a training component in that as well. We are very big on trauma-informed care at the UP Center. And so we have ongoing trainings for our families and our staff as well to understand what that means to have a have trauma or to experience trauma and what that means. And that, because that gives a different lens in terms of your parenting, communication, relationship building. And so we think it's truly important to make sure our parents are understand that and have a commitment to be able to meet those children that way, and understanding that trauma and what that can mean for their family as well.
Brilliant. Thank you. LaCour, do you have anything to add from that from your perspective?
I agree. We, even though we are a public agency, we do offer the same thing. We offer some ongoing training, initial training on ongoing training. We encourage our families to identify groups such as this one and, you know, outside trainings that they not only take themselves, but then bring back to the team as a whole, that when they find things in books that they find that are helpful to them. But I also encourage the same way, I think when you guys talk about the safety piece and that how what works for you may not work for somebody else. I tend to use that parallel learning in everything I do. So if I'm working with a worker and they are telling me about their experience, I may talk to them in a way where I relay back to them how that conversation, that communication between me and them is going, and then how that could be interpreted if it were somebody else. So there's always this ongoing kind of trickle down parallel process of learning that you're doing to ensure that not only the child is being identified as somebody who needs to be seen or heard and valued, but also the foster parent. I think sometimes we think just because we train you and we sit you in those classes and, you know, we're paying you, and I'm not saying that we're close because you do get paid, but, you know, the idea that we could ever pay somebody enough to heal a hurt place in these kids is beyond me. But to think that we do that and then that's the end of it, and you ought to be prepared for whatever comes your way, I think there's the side of that that is the judgment of us. And then there's the side of that where the foster parent kind of dwindles away because they're afraid to not have gotten everything they needed from those trainings. You know what I'm saying? So that becomes an issue in and of itself. So we try really hard to, you know, always keep things focused about the free space, and you have the right to feel, and you are valued, and your feelings and emotions are valid, because that's the same thing I want you to think about when you go to give this child cereal and they absolutely don't want to eat it, and they throw it on the ground, or they throw a fit, and you're like, it was just cereal. Was it just cereal? Let's talk about that a little bit. So you got to kind of model and coach as well. Not just send out to the trainings, but keep that trauma informed. It almost has to become like what I call muscle memory. Like, it's something you have to constantly be doing over and over again. And speaking it yourself is the walk it like you talk it. You got to be willing to speak it to others so that everybody gets that message, and the message is continuous across the board.
Yeah, it's not something, this training isn't just something that applies just to the child. It's
not a one and done.
It's personal in your home. It's with all of your other relationships. And I think once you go down that path of exploration, it's the human elements, right? That makes us a little bit better at maybe navigating hard, critical conversations about relating with other people, because we're getting to kind of like that most basic human need that we all have, and being able to recognize when somebody else doesn't have that need met and kind of understand where that might be originating from and how to make them feel more comfortable. Because at the end of the day, we're all very good people, and we might act out what our feelings are in
absolutely
these bad ways, but it doesn't, those behaviors don't define us. It's not who we are. It's a message, right? It's a message.
I found that I've had some really good relationships, whether it's my foster kids or even families, or, you know, bio or foster families, have really grown after some sort of misunderstandings or some feelings or something. You know, I don't want to say like necessarily an argument, but like, you know, when that kid has just done something so, but you would think it's so bad, and I walk in the door as a worker and I sit on the floor and they're like waiting for me to tell them you did something wrong, and, you know, you're gonna have to lose your video games. And I'm just like, how are you? Do you want to talk about it? And it's like, what? You know, so when I've met my foster families there, and it's like, there's been a misunderstanding or there's been something that's occurred. And it's like, I'm hurt. They're telling me they're hurt. And I'm like, well, let's talk about that. You know, there's such a place of when I can be open, when I can express myself and not receive this lash back. There's so much that can happen. There's so much freedom to grow from that place, whether I was right or wrong about how I did it. There's so much freedom to grow from there. And I think when we can do that with each other as the adults, and then model that down to the babies, like, and when I say babies, I mean even the older ones. I think we show that freedom, that there is even opportunity to do it differently than I did it the time before too. So.
And I think just to piggyback on what LaCour said, one of the things that we do at the UP Center, because we know that we're professionals in it, and so we have a different mindset going into it. And I think sometimes there is this, yes, you know, these things have to be done, and those things have to be done. But we really try to encourage our families to really get to know each other too, because there's nothing like going through this journey. It is not easy, but when you have other folks and your peers that are going along with it, right along with you, to be able to, you know, bounce ideas off of each other, best practices, you know, share your successes, even the challenges, to be able to have that, that is critical. And so aside from, like I said, we have a support group that we offer. But outside of that, we encourage our families to talk to one another, to meet up, play dates, you know, all those types of things to be able to have that space, because it really humanizes the journey for them and it makes it real. It is very different, the experience that we have as professionals. And so we encourage and promote that amongst our families as well.
Brilliant. It's so interesting listening to you both speak and share about this. And I'll just share quickly that, like, in coming up with what are we talking about today and what do we want to hear about, we all have preconceived notions, right? And as I was listening, I found myself with my own of like, oh, we're talking about holistic care. And part of me had an expectation around this being like therapy, sports, like, did it, what are all the things we do? And it's so like just eye-opening and such a good remembering moment of like, oh, this all comes down to like, how are we humaning with each other? And how do we wrap around the heart in a way to be able to provide that safe space? Like a sport doesn't matter. Unless, you know what I mean? Unless we're able to like be there and actually receive what's happening. So I just appreciate your perspective so much. When we're thinking about people who may be listening and kind of doing that same thing right now, we're kind of like unpacking and learning and like, oh yeah, that all makes sense as you're speaking. Is there something that you wish people knew or they understood about caring for kids in care when it really comes down to this, like caring for their holistic well-beings? And for that matter, for people who are considering maybe fostering, like what would you say to them?
I would say two things, and I get this question a lot in our information sessions, two things that sometimes the behaviors that children display, those do not make them bad kids. Like off the bat, that does not make them bad kids. What they're displaying is their way of communicating, or sometimes it's their response to trauma, that they're doing what they know. And so we at the Up Center, we try to change the mindset of some of our families, especially the new ones that are coming in that aren't familiar with foster care. Instead of thinking what's wrong with you and thinking what happened to you, so that you can have that different mindset. I think that's beneficial for all people in general, not just parents. I think adults in general, even, you know, we talk about having that human relationship. I think that helps to understand people in general. And then I think the second thing is understanding that parenting your own biological children is different than parenting foster children. And we provide some training on throughout the year on this, but you know, it's the connecting before you're correcting. We know that all families have rules that that's supposed to happen because you have rules throughout your life and in different settings as you progress in your life. And those rules are important. But connecting with those children, getting to know who they are before you sort of put your foot down and say, well, yes, well, we have a bedtime of 8 o'clock. I get in your house, 8 o'clock is bedtime, but understanding and getting to know them really helps you. It'll be beneficial for the long run for both the family and that child. And that also helps to make them feel safe. They're in a place where they may not have you know, good experiences with adults and trusting adults. And so for them to know that here's this adult that is getting to know me and getting to know who I am is important. And trust me, they will open up to you. It's going to take time. It doesn't happen overnight. It's beyond asking them what their favorite color is and what their favorite TV show is. But it's getting to know them through and through. And trust me, in the long run, I promise you, you will get the impact of that. You will feel forever.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. LaCora.
As terrible as it may sound, the first thing I want people to know is it's not about you. And that, again, everything I do, I think about it across the board, right? So this being here is not about me. As much as I love to talk, it's not about me. It's about getting the word out to help these children, right? So it's not about you. And no matter how much your heart says, I want to go out here and be helpful, it's not about you. So it is about, if you want to be helpful, then you're looking to meet somebody else's need. So it's not about you. The behavior that you see is not about you. So taking it personally, like, it's something that you really have to work on, because it's going to bug you. You are going to have times where you think the disciplines, the things that have been in place for my children or the other foster kids I've had, because I've fostered 11 of them, should work. This kid is just like this one I had before, and none of that is working. And instead of seeing it as this kid has a different need somewhere and I just haven't figured it out yet, we start questioning ourselves. And when we start doing that, we start to resent the whole process, that kid, the advisement. So again, it's not about you. If you have to find the part in you that can let that go, and leave the door open for everything else that it is about. And then with it not being about you, it's about everybody in your family, everybody that is a part of your community. So you cannot do this journey alone. So to think because I've been to school and I have these degrees and I'm a psychologist and so on and so forth, and I used to work in Department of Juvenile Justice or I was a mental health, that's all wonderful until it's you. So be willing to bring people into your village and make sure you're communicating with the village you have. So often I see people get involved and Sabrina, you said it, like, you know, how you parented your own kids and then you get a kid in your house who doesn't want to go to bed at 8 o'clock and your kids are going, you make me go to bed at 8 o'clock. Have you guys been having that conversation about how this was going to play out before this other child came into your home? Because it's going to play out and it's going to affect, I don't care the ages of your kids. I've never not seen it impact the other individuals in the home. And it very much has to be a family, ongoing family decision. And the minute that anybody in the family starts to determine it's not working for everybody, and including that child. Those are probably the things that I would say I want people to know. And there's no failure in the sense of, when we train Pride New Generation, we talk about the fact that sometimes, you know, it's about planting a seed. I think sometimes we forget when a kid comes into our home and we're planting that seed, and really it becomes that moment where, okay, this kid probably isn't going to be successful any longer here. We get scared, again, back to that not about you. And we're like, what did we do wrong? But maybe just maybe, you were just the soil for the seed, or you were just the water to the soil for that seed. So, you know, and people have to be willing to be open to those conversations and being a part of the process that moves a child through into permanency, wherever that is, if that's going back home, if that's a different family, and or if that's staying with your home. So I think those would probably be the foundational things that I would feel like I really hope people would know or need to know.
Thank you for that.
Audra over there. I must have hit.
We're thumping up over here because this is important. And I feel like there's not many websites you go to learn about foster care and read that. Do you know what I mean? Like, and this is important. And what I'm hearing and what you're saying is like, and to me, there's so much crossover here with personal development and really like learning about yourself, where like you have to come to this with a beginner's mind. Mm-hmm. You can have it on your heart and like know the end goal in your heart, but there's very much, it sounds like to me, like a process of unlearning that's happening here. And then kind of reestablishing yourself with curiosity and almost like in a detective where you're seeing things happen, but you don't know what they mean necessarily. There's always something deeper. And so really building that muscle of perspective and of not moving into reactivity, but instead like taking that moment to actually respond calmly in the way that you want to. And all of that takes like skill and time, I think, to really build that. So it's not necessarily like, this is what I want, I'm going to go do it. Boom. Like it's a real unlearning of the typical, like, you know, everything that we sell in America is like, let's do this quickly. And this is the long of love and healing. And you really can't rush that process.
It's a journey.
Yes,
Sorry, LaCroix, I didn't mean to talk over, but it's definitely a journey. It is a transformation that you undertake when you do this. And it doesn't it doesn't stop, right? It doesn't stop when you get your kid,
right?
Foster care placement, it keeps going. And to the core's point about explaining it to your family, because it's a journey for them too, they're going to change along with you. And they do have to understand that we all have to come together to meet the basic needs for these kids. And that's making them feel safe. And so explaining why, you know, Johnny can stay up past nine is because he needs a little bit extra to feel safe. You over here, you feel safe, you go to bed, you get some sleep, rest your head. But it really is coming together to really make a child feel safe. And that changes everything.
I think some of it too is about expectations.
Yes.
I mean, that's all in that same vein. I always use myself as an example. Most of the women in my family know how to crochet. So I have always wanted to know how to crochet. So I thought my expectation was it's going to be easy for me. I have tried and I have tried and I've tried and realized it's not for me. And so that's what I tell some of our prospective families too, that yes, you can have all of the conversations with your family, with your village. You know, this could be something that's been, you know, in your mind and in your heart to do. But when the rubber hits the road and it's time to really do it, it may not be for your family. And that's okay. Give yourself grace. And that's okay. There are other ways that you can help children. There are other ways that you can help your community. And so just because this isn't the way doesn't mean that there's no way. But that's okay. And so I get a lot of prospective families that say, yeah, but we really, really wanted to. But when I get to really have that conversation with them about what they expect, and some of those things about, like LaCora said, it's like, it's not about you. And once we start to have that conversation, the look on their face changes and they're like, oh, well, maybe this isn't for us. And I think being true to yourself and being true to your family, once you do that, I think you can figure out the rest, because it is way more than training. It's way more than any movie or book or documentary you can watch. And you can want it all you want. You can. But it just may not work out. We hope that it does, but it may not be for your family. And that's okay.
Letting go of like the end goal and really showing up for the present is like what I'm hearing there.
Absolutely.
And that, yeah, that is so... it's so interesting. It's so important. It kind of brings me back to that, like the presence. And for anyone who's listening, if I feel like there's, as you're listening to these conversations, a couple things might be happening. One is you're like, oh my gosh, this is for me. But then certain things are said and you're like, oh my God, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. And we kind of have this like back and forth. And so for anyone listening, I just want to invite you to like notice what you're feeling. That doesn't mean that's your decision. And you don't need to make a decision in this moment. And everyone who's featured on Foster Care Aware is like happy to talk to you. Everyone's available to have a conversation, because it might be that you talk to one person at one agency and that's not the right fit, but you talk to another agency and you're like, oh, I will be supported here. And that is the right fit. So starting the curiosity now and letting yourself like take some time to make a decision. We are here for you. We have the prospective parent program at Tidewater Friends of Foster Care, which actually helps people guide themselves through this process of, is this for me or isn't this for me? And there are resources. So just reach out, have one conversation, and don't feel like you need to decide the rest of your life today, because it is a big undertaking, but it's all one step at a time. So Sabrina and LaCora, thank you so much for having this conversation. If you want more information or to connect with Sabrina, she is at The Up Center. Their website is www.theupcenter.org. And her email is sabrina.carr with two R's at theupcenter.org. The phone number there is 757-965-8638. And if you would like more information or to connect with LaCora Harris, you can do that by emailing her at l.harris@dss.virginia.gov, or you can give her a call at 540-507-7073. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us for an incredible conversation. I appreciate you.
Wonderful conversation. Thank you.
This is amazing.
Yes, thanks for the invite.
And a big thank you for listening. Foster Care Aware is all about getting the word out about how you can support the kids in care in whatever capacity works for you. And Tidewater Friends of Foster Care is here to support you through the journey.
To learn more, head over to fostercareaware.org, where you can join our digital community of Friends of Foster Care and learn more about how you can provide a birthday or holiday gift for a child in care as one of our gift sponsors, stay in the know about upcoming trainings, and help meet the needs of current foster parents and youth as they arise. Whether you want to be a foster parent, volunteer, donor, or advocate, head on over to fostercareaware.org to learn more.